My two apologies, Melbourne, who I've left out. My other apology is the West Coast Eagles, who I've got them finishing out of the eight.
Why?
Just based on their final last year, I think there'll be a few mental 12, scars 12. There.
Some feedback, obviously, for you, Coons, if we can. 94291116, if you want to give him some feedback on the phone. Bit of feedback, though. St Kilda supporters not happy, that not even to get an apology. What's your reasoning there?
Well, they're not going to make the eight.
Well, they're not even in the mix.
Melbourne, West Coast, and then St Kilda. St Kilda and Melbourne, I see them at similar stages of their development, but I think that they will just both miss out. So I can't have everyone in there, unfortunately, unless I watch the JLT community series and they fly.
Yeah. Are you going to change it?
Then I'll change it, because that's what we get to do in the media.
And the other one is North Melbourne. Where do you have them sitting?
Sliding North Melbourne. I had them sitting 14th. 18th. 14th. Yeah, 14th.
Wow.
North Melbourne. Collingwood just below North Melbourne.
We saw during the week Shawnee Higgins and young Lukey McDonald get into a bit of a scrap during training.
Yeah, Shawnee Higgins.
You would have
Higgins.
Seen a few of those in your time when you're training?
Not from Shawnee Higgins, I haven't.
Actually, when I saw him, here you go.
Yeah, must have been his first one. Picked an easy target, Luke McDonald, did he? Didn't want to... Ruffle up the big boys, Shawnee.
you do see a little bit of this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, it's hard. Pre-season training, it's hot. You're working hard. Hit off the ball. You don't need that in match simulation either. Shawn's had a sore neck over the last few years as well. So when you're not expecting it, jolt the neck and can make you a little bit angry.
You start getting sick of people around, because you spend a lot of time together in pre-season training. You're starting to get a little bit sick of each other.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. And particularly when training's so hard. Sometimes the players are doing 15K sessions. And that's enough to make me angry. So not that I ever did a 15K session.
We could always set our watch to a Steve Johnson, Paul Chapman.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll always set your watch every year.
Yeah, Chappie gets.
They haven't had a fight in 3 weeks. So bang, she's on.
Who'd win?
They both just throw a few, and that was about it.
What about
Chappie particularly angry preseason?
What about the Bulldogs? Who used to have a bit of argy bargy?
Luke Darcy used to throw a few in preseason. Got Rob Murphy an absolute beauty one day. Got him cold.
Did he?
And then we had a little kangaroo court. Type situation.
Really?
He had to plead his case in front of the group, Darce, and then he got some footage in. This was back, it might have been 2005. So.
He got some trial by video
in. He got some video in, a little bit of digital enhancement. A rock just came in flying from nowhere, from Barclay Street, and that was the rock actually hit Rob Murphy. So Darce got off.
A couple of other bits and pieces. 94291116. Chuck's going to join us after 8:30 talking about the Big Bash, but third man up being outlawed. I want to get both opinion from both Cam Mooney and Adam Cooney. I've got to say them Coons and Moons. What do you think, Coons, on the third man up?
It's great for a midfielder's perspective if you're not tall. You spend a lot of time during the week in the midfield meetings if you're coming up against the Geelong, Western Bulldogs, about trying to stop their third man up. Bontempelli was prolific at it. Mark Blitzarves has tweeted that he's... announced his retirement effective immediately, because that's his one wood. They did it so well. He did it so well. So a little bit more, less time in the midfield meetings worrying about third man up is a good thing. And sometimes in games, you're more focused on trying to stop your man from jumping than actually looking at the ball. So I think it'd be good for the game. Whether or not it'll ease congestion around the stoppages, I'm not too sure. But
well, just with the congestion though, Coons, I mean, we're always looking for something to ease it off, and everyone's going, well, ball it up quicker or less rotations or whatever it may be. You know, you've been playing through the midfield for so long now. What is going to help get rid of congestion?
No taggers, I reckon. Mm. Imagine that. Everyone, all midfielders just trying to go for the ball. Wouldn't that be great?
Not going to happen.
I just don't like taggers. It is a tough one, though, because a lot of teams do pack up stoppages now. With a forward might come up into the stoppage. Two teams might have their forward coming up into the stoppage.
Four blokes straight away. Bang.
Yeah, which adds an extra four numbers around the contest. So I think Rocket maybe floated the idea of having zones at stoppages. So, but it's too hard to police, really. But
is rotations going to be something that they're going to have to keep going down and down and down?
Well, that's the plan for the AFL. They brought it in to eventually get it down to, I'm not too sure on the number, but I think if congestion doesn't ease, then rotations will get lower and lower.
What about third man up for you, Moons? Good call.
I think it's going to be okay. I mean, for me, it wasn't something that I sat there and thought, oh, that's a great thing or that's a really bad thing. But, again, we'll just see like Coon said, I think the biggest thing is going to be it's going to stop players from trying to block other players and all. You just go and concentrate on the footy a little bit more. It's going to bring the dominant ruckman back into the game. You know, look, a Sanderlands, I mean, he'd be loving it. You know, the fact that he doesn't have knees and that jumping into his stomach and ribs anymore, and the fact that he can now dominate again with his tap work on the back of, you know, there's no one else jumping up against him. So it comes back to now who's got the better tap ruckman. So that's going to be a good thing.
Just one off the SMS, Coons, where did you have the Magpies finishing this year?
15th.
15th.
Collingwood, yeah.
This is where it starts, Coons. No Eagles, Cooney. You're off your head, mate. Well, this is where it starts.
I did have an apology, though. I did apologise to them.
Adam, thanks for coming in. You're going to be part of the SEN team in 2017. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us.
No great work,
Adam Cooney joining us there.